one person that we can always make fun of, and I don't mind making fun of him, and he's in radio, so it's fun to make fun of him, is Dave Ramsey. Can't stand Dave Ramsey.
Yeah.
Dave Ramsey, he does a money show.
Yeah, he tells your parents what to do with their money.
But he gives the same advice every show. If you've heard one segment of Dave Ramsey, you've heard them all.
You've heard everyone, yeah.
And little did you know about Dave Ramsey is he pays to be on that radio station. They don't pay him.
That I do know because I worked at WOR in New York, where I was very well aware because he was on right after us. So,
right. But he pays them
to be on the station. Yes.
To be on the station because he runs his commercials, sells his Bukkake books or whatever the hell he sells on the air. So it's a long 4-hour commercial for his crap.
That's right.
So he's got a company called Ramsey Solutions, and Ramsey Solutions now is being sued.
Oh God, what'd he do?
Okay. They fired a woman because she was pregnant.
What? That doesn't.
Okay, here we go.
In 2021? I'm shocked.
You think you're mad now? Wait.
Uh-oh.
Caitlin O'Connor, who used to be an assistant to the Ramsey Solutions for over 4 years, never was disciplined when she announced she was pregnant in June and requested paperwork for maternity leave. She was terminated for her pregnancy because she isn't legally married to her longtime partner, the baby's father.
Whose business is that of anybody's?
So he made headlines not too long ago because he hosted a huge Christmas party during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And refuse, right. And he refuses now to let his employees work from home. They have to work at the station. But she was terminated for having sex with somebody she wasn't married to.
But that's none of his business. That's a major lawsuit. Okay, firing somebody for being pregnant, huge lawsuit. Firing somebody because you don't agree with the status of their relationship, none of your friggin' business. So another huge lawsuit. And by the way, there are pages and pages of Reddits from seasoned financial experts that explain that what Dave Ramsey says are wrong and why it's wrong. They go into specifically like the advice that he gives and why that doesn't work or why that doesn't make sense or why. It makes sense because he's paying to be on the radio stations. The radio stations haven't brought him on and hired him because he's a fountain of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
The opposite in these Reddit threads, it's like one after another. We're like, okay, so he's talking about low fee index funds. Here's why he's wrong about what those are. Here's why he's wrong about saying this.
This is not the first time they have fired somebody for this. They have disciplined at least 12 other employees for having sex before marriage in recent years. The employees were either terminated or resigned before they could be fired.
This is going to be a huge lawsuit. All that money that he allegedly made for people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's going to need all that because these people are about to collect every dime of it.
And he's standing on it because he's saying he has a Christian image. And if you have sex outside of marriage, that he can fire you for that.
Oh, right. OK, so people are not having sex unless they're married. Yeah, that's very, very woke.
I mean, I told you.
What world are you that stupid? Do you really think that your employees are none of them are having sex if they're not married? Well, I'm not married. Must be a virgin. I'm 40, but I'm a virgin.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's a moron.
Yeah. So I told you that would I saw that story today and went, she's going to love this.
Yeah. He's not only is a horrible human being, but he's like a really horrible human being and a judgmental. And I can't wait till they start finding things about him, like affairs that he's had or having sex outside of his marriage, like getting, you know, having sex before he got. There's going to be a whole bunch of stuff. Like he's just opening the door for some hacker to find all kinds of stuff about him. So bring it on.
More news today. Another fake vaccine card person who was busted for making fake vaccine cards and selling them. So people are going out and buying fake vaccine cards instead of getting a free vaccine.
I told you that was going to happen. That's why I said don't post your vaccination card. Don't post that stuff. All my friends that keep posting that, it's like, how stupid can you be? Just post the sticker that says I was vaccinated.
I didn't get a sticker though. And I was very proud that I got both of my shots. That's why I posted mine.
But don't post the card. Just post your arm with the Band-Aid on it or something.
They have a copy of somebody else's by now. It doesn't matter. I mean, there's copies out there. But
but they can link your name and your birth date, and they can create cards in your name, credit cards in your name. They can create fake accounts.
They can get your social security number
with your birth date and your name. They can get your social security number.
They can find that online. If they wanted to look hard enough, they can find it. That's all online. But anyway, so people are paying for these instead of getting a free one.
So that doesn't
make any sense. And what else is in the news? They have vibrators now. You listening up? That can alert you when your food delivery is coming up the stairs.
Oh, I love, you know, I hate when I'm masturbating and I'm also hungry and I'm like,
and they leave it outside the door and it gets cold.
Right. It's the worst. Like, oh my God, the fact that my dildo can now tell me when my food is here. It's like, why would a woman ever need a boyfriend?
You're going to be 900 pounds because you're going to be ordering all kinds of food just so your vibrator can let you know that it's here.
If you think I'm not going to buy that dildo, you are wrong, my friend.